Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. It literally means 50th. It is a feast celebrated on the 50th day after the Passover feast by the Jews, and a feast celebrated on the 50th day after the feast of the resurrection of Jesus by Christians. The Jewish Pentecost was originally a post-harvest Thanksgiving feast. The Pentecost event. On the day of Pentecost, firstly, the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles and the Blessed Virgin Mary as fiery tongues. Secondly, the frightened apostles were transformed into fiery preachers and evangelizers and were given the gift of the tongues by a special anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, the listeners experienced a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit through the apostles' gift of tongues. They heard Peter speaking in their native languages. Fourthly, the early Christians became powerful witnesses and brave martyrs for their faith in Jesus. On this feast day of Pentecost, it is important for us to note the role of the Holy Spirit in Christian life. First, as an indwelling God, He makes us His living temples. Secondly, as a strengthening God, He strengthens us in our fight against temptations and in our mission of bearing witness to Christ by our transparent Christian lives. Thirdly, as a sanctifying God, He makes us holy through sacraments. He makes us children of God and heirs of heaven through baptism. He makes us temples of God, warriors and defenders of the faith through confirmation. He enables us to be reconciled to God by pardoning our sins through reconciliation. He gives us spiritual nourishment through the Holy Eucharist by converting bread and wine into Jesus' body and blood through epiclesis. And fourthly, as a teaching and guiding God, He clarifies and constantly reminds us of Christ's teachings. Fifthly, as a listening and talking God, He listens to our prayers and enables us to pray, and He speaks to us mainly through the Bible. And as a giver of gifts, He gives us His gifts, fruits and charisms. There is an old joke about a man who asked his pastor whether it was okay to smoke while he prayed. His pastor said, "Absolutely not. When you pray, you should be completely devoted to prayer." The disappointed man went to another priest, but he changed his question. He asked, "Pastor, would it be okay to pray while I smoke?" The priest replied, "Yes, of course," was the answer. Dear friends, we need the daily anointing of the Holy Spirit each and every moment of our lives So the life message is that we are invited to learn on the Pentecost day. We need to permit the Holy Spirit to take control of our lives by constantly remembering His holy presence and behaving well, by praying for His daily anointing so that we may fight against our temptations and control our evil tendencies, evil habits and addictions, by asking His daily assistance to pray, listening to God through meditative Bible reading and talking to Him our personal and family prayer, by asking the help of the Holy Spirit to do good for others and to be reconciled with God and others every day. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.